Good Saturday afternoon, everyone. You know, from day to day, I never know where I'm going to be in this strange COVID-related season, but this afternoon we're at Palisade High School for a very important game between the Glenwood Lady Demons and the Palisade Lady Bulldogs. A battle as these two teams trying to keep pace with the Rifle Lady Bears in the Western Slope standings. Rifle at 7-1 and 7-3 overall. They've won two in a row. Glenwood 5-1 and 5-3 overall, winners of four straight. Palisade, Battle Mountain is there at 6-2, 7-3. Palisades 5-2 and 6-3. They've won their last two games. And this game was supposed to be played this past Tuesday, but because of a COVID-related issue involving the Steamboat Springs Sailors, Glenwood played Steamboat last weekend. Someone tested positive for COVID at Steamboat, requiring Steamboat's program to be shut down, basically. And Glenwood's program, girls' program, had to go into quarantine. And it wasn't looking like, it was looking like maybe Wednesday they would play, this coming Wednesday, March 3rd. But last night, before the Glenwood boys game against Summit, got the word that, well, the exposure was limited. And the girl that was in question for Glenwood was cleared to play. And the school and the school district talked with the health department and got the green light to go ahead and play. So they said, well, let's get this game in today. So last night I got the word that they're playing at tip-off at 3 o'clock. So here we are. Boy, got some nasty weather last night. Much-needed snow, but come a little further west and we got sunshine. A little chilly, but good to be inside the gym here at Palisade High School as we get ready for a big contest. Glenwood and Palisade. Last time these two teams met, Glenwood got the big win in overtime. That's a game that really seemed to turn the program around because the Ronimosia's girls got off to a slow start. But as I said, they won four in a row. They won it 43-42 in overtime, scoring in the quarters 16-5, 11-7, and 4 in the overtime period. Palisade 12-11-10, 6-3. And in that game, Maddie Mosier had 10 points. Gracie Dietrich had a big game, 10 points. 11 from Kenzie Winder. For Palisade, Maggie Latek and Alicia Hawkins had a big game. She had 11 points. And for Palisade, this is an important ball game. So glad to be here. Rhonda Mosier, the head coach for the Glenwood Lady Demons, started things off with two straight losses to Basalt and Coleridge, then beat Summit, lost at Rifle 32-28. The rematch with Rifle, by the way, is Tuesday at Chavez Spencer Gymnasium, and then strung off four wins in a row, beating Eagle Valley. Palisade, as I mentioned, Battle Mountain, that was probably the biggest win of the season. Previously unbeaten team, and then Steamboat 48-20. Starters for this afternoon for Glenwood: Maddie Mosier, Ella Johnson, Maya Suarez getting the start, and Kenzie Winder, and then playing the post, Gracie Dietrich. For Palisade, Ella Yanowich, Alicia Yanowich, or Kendall McCaskill, excuse me, Elizabeth Hawkins, Alexis Marushak, and Maggie Latek. Marushak did not start the first time they met. I'm going to pause for our national anthem.
the lineups for both teams today. First for the Demon is non-starter.
Well, last night's game, if you heard here on KMTS, Glenwood boys lost to Summit in the rematch, 54-49.
Number 22, Matea Edenwald. Number 15, Jocelyn Spire. Number 14.
So in that, with the loss, Glenwood falls to 2-6 in league play, 3-7 overall, and pretty much out of the playoff picture. Again, there's no district playoffs or regional playoffs. Top 32 teams in the RPI rankings will qualify for the state tournament.
Number 3, Ella Johnson.
And those tournament brackets will come out a week from tomorrow, March 7th. Jazz will release those brackets. The season, regular season ends, believe it or not, next Saturday.
Glenwood,
their last home game will be Tuesday against the Rifle Bears, 4:30 and 6:30. And then they'll finish up Friday at Eagle Valley and then Saturday at Battle Mountain. And we'll have those games here on KMTS. And then cross your fingers and see what kind of seeding home teams get. Rifle Bears, no doubt, will be in the picture. And Glenwood trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. They can get a win tonight.
Number 25, 6-foot guard Kendall Castle.
Again, our starters for Glenwood, Maddie Mosier, Ella Johnson. Maya Suarez getting a start this afternoon. Kenzie Winder has been wonderful this season. Gracie Dietrich playing underneath. Matea Edelwald will be a factor coming off the bench. And for Palisade, Ella Yanowich, Alicia Yanowich, Kendall McCaskill, Elizabeth Hawkins. Not Alicia, I'm sorry, Elizabeth Hawkins, Alexis Marushak, who did not start in the first meeting, and then Maggie Latek. Fairly good sized crowd on the east side of the gym. West side stands are folded up. Gracie Dietrich and Kendall McCaskill in the opening tip. And here we go. And it is won by Glenwood. Ella Johnson's got the ball left wing. Maddie Mosier, top of the key. Seems like one side of the court is... Here's a three-pointer by Kenzie Winder that's off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound taken by Dietrich. Goes top of the key to Mosier. Left wing to Ella Johnson. Johnson back to Mosier. Top of the key. Right wing to Kenzie Winder with a drive. With a shot. Banks it. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by McCaskill for Palisade. Yanowich. Go into right away to Marushak. And boy, she is effective. They've got to get her guarded. 2-0 Palisade. Yanowich, or Marushak in the paint, just banked it in. Cross-court pass to Johnson. Tempted to shoot a three. Look, goes to Dietrich. Shot from the free throw line. Doesn't go. Rebound controlled by Palisade. Pulled down by Elizabeth Hawkins. 2-0 Palisade. Pass right wing to Ella Yanowich. Yanowich, top of the key to McCaskill. Trying to feed one down to Marushak. Picked off by Kenzie Winder. 2-0 Palisade. Maddie Mosier, top of the key. Kenzie Winder shakes the defender, lobs it to Ella Johnson on the left wing. Johnson trying to feed it into Gracie Dietrich. Bad pass. Bobble for it, and it ends up off the hands of McCaskill out of bounds. Oh, wait, really? She was the last one to touch it. Should be Glenwood ball. Yeah, it is. Okay. He pointed the other way. Kenzie Winder inbounding in front of the mask-clad Palisade cheerleaders. Lob pass into Maddie Mosier, left wing. Cross-court pass to Ella Johnson. Johnson back to Maddie. Top of the key, three. Yes, ma'am. Maddie Mosier with a three-pointer, and it's 3-2 Glenwood. Coming up the court is Maggie Latek. Glenwood putting on the man press. Ella Yanowicz pass knocked away. Hawkins got it, and call for traveling. She's also straddling the half-court line. So Glenwood's defense forces a turnover. They lead 3-2. Pass it to Maddie Mosier. Maddie left wing to Kenzie Winder. Cross-court pass. Nice pass to Ella. Ella with a 17-footer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Hawkins. Double team there. Goes to Yanowicz. Hands it off to Alicia Yanowicz. Baseline drive. Bank shot. Misses. Rebound taken by Kenzie Winder. Oh, she came down with the rebound. She stepped on the baseline. Right on the A where it says Palisade. Oh. Glenwood is starting the fast break. Here's McCaskill inbounding. Rushak calling for the ball. She gets it against Crazy Dietrich. Blocked by Dietrich. Loose ball, though, taken. And a shot put up by Elizabeth Hawkins, and she's fouled. She got the shot to go. 4-3 Palisade. A chance for a three-point play for Elizabeth Hawkins. 5:48 to go in the first, and a foul called against Maya Suarez. Hawkins makes the free throw, rattles it in, and it's 5-3 Palisade. Ella Johnson brings it up. Left wing to Kenzie Winder, back to Johnson, top of the key, calls out a play, back to Kenzie. Kenzie puts up a three from the left wing, that's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Palisade. Pulled down by Elianowicz, who's a drive and a bank shot. Put up by Alicia Yanowicz. And it's 7-3 Palisade. Here's Kenzie Winder in the near corner. Bounce pass to Suarez, to Dietrich. Dietrich, jump shot after a quick dribble off the front of the rim. No good. Glenwood, 1-for-6 offensively. Yanowicz. Latek. Latek loses the ball. Here's a steal by Maddie Mosier. Taking it all the way. Gets ball knocked away and out of bounds. Nice hands there by Maggie Latek. I think it was Latek that made the basket. That last basket. Pass in to Suarez. Suarez, a little hook pass through that, right through the hands of Gracie Dietrich. And out of bounds. 7-3 Palisade, 4:51 to go in the first. Elizabeth Hawkins. Bella Jagu in the game for Palisade. Latek brings it up. Her bounce pass run out of bounds. Intended for Kendall McCaskill. Winder. Bounce pass into Maddie Mosier. Brings it up. 2-3 zone for Palisade. Pass right wing to Kenzie Winder. Down to Gracie. Gracie double team. Goes to Ella Johnson. Down to Suarez. Suarez driving to the hoop. Puts up a wild shot. Won't go. Rebound put back. Nope. Gracie Dietrich gets a rebound. Hook pass out to Johnson. Goes to Winder. Now to Maddie Mosier. Mosier to Suarez. Suarez with a drive. Kicks it out. Bad pass. Picked off by Latek. And now a foul called against Glenwood. That's the second foul against Maya Suarez. Maya's going to come out in. Matea Innewald will replace her. 7-3 Palisade, 4:17 left in the first. Glenwood continues with the press. And a near pick. And they're going to call a foul against Maddie Mosier. Going for the steal. And just like that, it's three team fouls. Maddie's first. Pass into Jagu. They get it up to Latek. Johnson poking at the ball. Loose ball taken by Jagu. Stops at the right wing. Bounce pass to Latek. Latek dribbles around top of the key. Bounce pass knocked away. Almost stolen by Mosier. They're going to call foul against Latek. Trying to get the ball back. Her first team foul. Timeout called. 3:59 to go first quarter. Timeout called by Glenwood. 7-3 Palisade. This is KMTS. 3 Palisade. 3:55 to go. Lob pass to Sophia Prieto, who just checked in. She's got the ball left side, goes cross court to Kenzie Wendebass, knocked away and off the hands of Kendall McCaskill. She was bringing up the court, and Kenzie Winder swiping the ball forced McCaskill to bobble it and knocked it out of bounds. So good heads-up play by Kenzie Winder. They get the ball back. Maddie Mosier will bring it up. Mosier bounce pass right wing to Kenzie Winder. Far corner to Mosier for three. That's an air ball. Ball out of bounds. And it's Palisade ball. Glenwood continues with the zone press. And a steal by Kenzie Winder. Takes it to the hoop. Missed the shot. She got hit in the head. She's holding her forehead and hustling up the court. She thought she got fouled by Kendall McCaskill. No call. Jagu, right wing. Stops. Goes to McCaskill, top of the key. Flips back to Jagu. Top of the key to Ella Janowicz. Janowicz guarded there by Prieto. Staying right with her. Here's a drive by McCaskill. Got kind of slipped to one knee, but kept dribbling like Curly Neal. Here's a pass down to Janowicz. Dribble, shoots from 12, got the bounce. Ella Janowicz with the bucket, and it's 9-3 Palisade. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Maddie Mosier, left wing, bounce pass to Kenzie Winder. Winder backs up, crossover dribble, still dribbling. Jump pass in the far corner to Prieto, lobs it down to Dietrich. Dietrich puts up a shot, got bumped, no foul. No foul against Marushak. 9-3 Palisade. Maddie Mosier, the only bucket, a three-pointer. Pass into McCaskill in the near corner. Jagu, left wing to Ella Janowicz. Janowicz got there by Prieto. Picks it up, almost stolen. It's a lob pass to Marushak. Knocked out of bounds by Kenzie Winder. Joslyn Spires in for Glenwood. Kenzie Winder coming out for a breather. Marushak is out. Glenwood needs to take advantage of that. She's replaced by Elizabeth Hawkins, who's about 6'1". McCaskill trying to go in to Jagu, doesn't go. Ball knocked away, but the Alicianowicz gets the ball. Here's. And 3 second violation called against Palisade. Jagu camping out under the basket, roasted marshmallows. 2:06 to go in the first, 9-3 Palisade. Maddie brings it up. Bounce pass right wing to Joslyn Spires. Spires to Maddie, far corner. Lob pass going into Dietrich. Double team. Tried to force up a shot. Won't go. Can't get it to go. She gets tied up. A jump ball call. Possessions going to Palisade. Gracie just can't get an open look. As soon as she gets the ball, they collapse on her. Jagu will inbound for Palisade. Glenwood getting back on defense. Maddie Mosier comes out for a breather. Here's McCaskill, top of the key. They lob one down to Ella Janowicz. Baseline drive. Drew the foul. I think it's Matea Edewald picking up the foul. It'll be two shots for Ella Janowicz. And Edewald picks up her first, fourth team foul. Number four, Ella Janowicz, a junior. First free throw is good. Kind of an unconventional style of shooting a free throw. Looks like she's doing a shot put. Holds the ball over, bends her elbow, and puts the ball right over her right shoulder. Marushak back in the game. Janowicz with her second free throw. Perfect, and it's 11-3 Palisade. Rough start for Glenwood. Minute 35 to go here in the first. Brianna Sorensen with the ball. Left wing to Prieto. Prieto dribbling around. Nowhere to go. Bounce pass to Matea Edewald to Joslyn Spires. Three-pointer. Air ball. Ball out of bounds. Palisade ball. Glenwood 1-for-11 from the field. Rough first quarter for the Lady Demons. Now they continue with the press. Pass taken by Ella Janowicz. Gets double teams. Gets it across the timeline. Ball knocked away. Janowicz gets it back. Still double team. They're going to call a foul against Prieto. And one more, and that'll be bonus. That's going to be five team fouls. Prieto's first. McCaskill inbounding to Elianowicz. Dribbles top of the key, back to right wing to McCaskill for three. Bang! Kendall McCaskill knocks one down, and it's a 14-3 lead for Palisade. Under a minute to go here in the first. Brianna Sorensen right wing to Joslyn Spires. Spires to Sorensen in the corner. Down to Gracie Dietrich, knocked away by Marushak. Out of bounds. Ella Steele checking in for Palisade. Bella Jagu out. Sorensen inbounding with 47 seconds at the baseline. Goes top of the key to Joslyn Spires. Spires to Dietrich. Dietrich flips it out to Sorensen in the near corner. Left wing to Prieto. 39 seconds. Prieto bounce pass to Joslyn. Joslyn top of the key. Lobs it to Sorensen. Sorensen dribbles around top of the key. Flips it over to far corner to Prieto. 18-footer. Short. Won't get the bounce. Rebound. Ennewall trying to haul it down. It was knocked out of bounds from behind by McCaskill. So Glenwood ball out of bounds under the basket. Maddie Mosier got a three-pointer way back early in this first quarter. Here's an inbounds pass to Prieto. Baseline jumper won't go. Rebound taken by Palisade. It taken back. A steal by Ennewald. Put up a shot and it bounced off the rim. No good. Bummer. Wow. 7 seconds. Six. Here's McCaskill, another three-pointer, right wing. Oh, my goodness gracious. There's the buzzer. And Palisade. Serious business for the Bulldogs. They lead 17-3 after one quarter. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. We go to the second quarter. What a disastrous first quarter for Glenwood. They are down 17-3 as Kendall McCaskill hit a couple of threes for the Bulldogs. Starting five back out there. Kenzie Winder, lob pass cross court to Maddie Mosier. Mosier right wing, gets a pick, backs up. Maddie launches a long three-pointer off the rim, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Palisade. Kenzie calls a play before she inbounds the ball from the baseline. Goes into Gracie Dietrich. Bank shot and won't get the bounce. Man, a little bit too hard on that shot. Now they're coming, traveling against Marushak. A break for Glenwood. Marushak got the rebound and took a couple of steps. Winder will inbound. Gracie trying to get open. And this time the pass will go in to Ella Johnson for three. Yes, ma'am! A three-pointer, Ella Johnson. Just what the doctor ordered. Boy. Need a few of those to get back in this game. 17-6 Palisade drive by Elianowicz. She traveled. As she turned around to pass it back. Took a couple steps there. Another turnover for Palisade. Glenwood trying to work the ball inside, but Marushak is having none of it. Playing a tough post. Pass into Maddie Mosier. 17-6 Palisade. Second quarter just underway. Maddie stops top of the key. Bounce pass right wing to Ella. Johnson waved the ball around. Goes to Maya Suarez. Suarez lobs it down to Gracie Dietrich. Bad pass off her left hand out of bounds. Glenwood continues with the man press. Palisade no trouble getting across. Ella Steele hands it off to Latek. To Kendall McCaskill. She's filling the threes. Boy, oh boy, that one in and out. No good. Rebound, though, taken by Elizabeth Hawkins. Tried to do a putback, then passed it off. There's a pass down to Hawkins again. Puts up a shot. Fouled by Gracie Dietrich. That's Gracie's first. That's team foul number six. Just one for Palisade. 17-6 Glenwood. And number 23, Elizabeth Hawkins, a senior at the line. First free throw. He is good. Gives her 4 points. Jagu comes out for Palisade. Hawkins' second free throw is perfect. 19-6 Palisade. Pass it to Ella Johnson. BJ brings it up, stops top of the key. Goes right side to Maddie. Maddie on the right wing. Ella Johnson in the far corner. Lob pass, dangerous pass to Maddie. Maddie backs up. Latek swiping at the ball. Ella Johnson goes to Gracie Dietrich. Near the free throw line, lobs it out to Kenzie Winder. Three-pointer left wing in rhythm. Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Kenzie Winder with a three. Glenwood closes the lead to 10, 19-9. Latek brings it up. They have no trouble against the press. Drive by Jagu. He's checked out, puts up a wild hook shot, doesn't go. Rebound in the hands of Jagu. Bobbles it under the basket. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by Palisade. Glenwood ball. Glenwood playing with a little more spark and determination. Maddie Mosier will walk it up. Far corner to Ella Johnson. Johnson back to Maddie, right wing. Sets up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Dietrich. Cradles the ball. They call. Oh, boy, that was a quick whistle for a jump ball. Possession is going to go to Palisade. Grace looked like she got rid of it quickly. Flipped it out to Kinsey, but it was a very quick whistle. Again, Glenwood with the press. Jagu has it. Nearly stolen. The loose ball knocked away by Kinsey Winder. Gets the loose ball. Goes to Maddie Mosier. Flips it out to Ella Johnson, far corner. Back to Maddie, right wing. Maddie, far corner to Ella Johnson. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Rebound in the hands of Palisade, pulled down by McCaskill. She got the bounce. Hands it out to Latek. 19-9 Palisade, 5:30 to go in the first half. Right wing to Jagu. Lob pass down to Hawkins. Ball knocked away. Hawkins gets it back. And jump ball call. Possession goes to Glenwood. They are quick with that whistle. And Glenwood will bring it up, trying to get into double figures. They've been living by the three. Mosier, bounce pass left wing to Ella Johnson. Back to Maddie, top of the key. Back to Ella in the near corner. Lob pass down to Suarez. Double team. Gets tied up. Foul on the floor. There's the second team foul against Palisade. They're going to call it against Jagu. Her first second team foul. Kenzie Winder inbounding at the baseline. Lob pass into Gracie, all alone from the free throw line. And got the bounce. Gracie needed to break the ice there. And Glenwood in within double figures. Here's a steal by Kenzie Winder. Hands it off to Maddie. Mosier. Waits for her teammates. Puts up a long three, top of the key. Banked it in! The bank is open for Maddie Mosier. My goodness, and a full timeout called by Palisade. 19-14. Palisade 4:49 to go in the half. This is KMTS. 19-14 Palisade. Glenwood fighting and clawing their way back. As Maddie Mosier, it's her second three-pointer, a 22-footer from the top of the key that banked in. 4:49 left in the half. Glenwood, that 19-3 deficit now, 19-14. Pass it to Jagu. Glenwood continues with the press. Got a couple of turnovers forced out of that press, and a foul is going to be called against Ella Johnson reaching in. She was backpedaling and fouled Bella Jagu. That's the 17 foul, so 1-1 for number 11. 4:44 left in the half. Jagu, a right-hander, takes aim. First free throw at the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Gracie Dietrich. Up the court comes Ella Johnson, top of the key. Stops left wing to Kenzie Winder. Winder to Johnson. Three-pointer, top of the key. Bullseye! Ella Johnson, how about it? And the Lady Demons within two, 19-17. The great equalizer, if you can hit those threes. Pass up the court to Elizabeth Hawkins. Hawkins to Latek. Gets cut off trying to drive to the baseline. McCaskill to Jagu. Drives. Shoots. Got the bounce. Bella Jagu with a nice move to the basket. Her first bucket. And it's 21-17 Palisade. Coming up on the four-minute mark, here's a pass right wing to Ella Johnson. Fill in the three. Not that time. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Hawkins for Palisade. To McCaskill to Latek. Latek brings it up center court. Goes to McCaskill. McCaskill down to Hawkins. Hawkins is fouled by Gracie Dietrich. Nope. They're called against Kenzie Winder. That's Kenzie's first. Eighth team foul. It'll be two shots when we come back. 3:49 to go in the first half. 21-17 Palisade. Timeout on the floor. This is KMTS. 3:49 to go in the half. 21-17 Palisade. Kenzie Winder picks up her first foul. Sends 23 Elizabeth Hawkins to the line. Hawkins is 3 for 3 from the stripe. First free throw is perfect. 22-17. She's hit her last four. Next one, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, loose ball, ends up, last touch by Maddie Mosier. Knocked out of bounds, Palisade ball into the basket. Lob pass into Marushak, gets it locked by Dietrich. Dietrich gets a loose ball. Gracie with the denial. Great play there by Gracie. Ella Johnson goes to try to go to Dietrich. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Latek. Latek double teamed. Wanted to pass the ball off. Nowhere to go. Smothered there by Maddie Mosier. Here's McCaskill with a drive. Goes to Marushak. Marushak, her shot is blocked. This time she's fouled. Two shots for Alexis Marushak. And that's Gracie's second foul. Marushak with a field goal in the first quarter. Her first free throw is good. Etowald in. Johnson out. Gracie Dietrich out. Joslyn Spires back in for Glenwood. Marushak with her second free throw. Perfect. Nothing but nets. Palisade's been money from the line. 24-17. 7-point lead for Palisade. 3:18 to go in the half. Maddie Mosier calls out a play. Met there at half court by Latek. Spires sets a pick. Mosier lobs it in the key to Palisade, to Spires, who goes to Etowald. And Etowald with the bank shot. Her first basket, 24-19, Palisade. Drive by McCaskill. Traveled. And she knew it. She tried to put the brakes on and almost did the splits. 24-19, Palisade. Joslyn Spires will bring it up as the point. Met there by Elianovich. Gets a pick from Maddie Mosier. Bounce pass to Prieto, or rather to Maya Suarez. And Suarez got tripped and fouled. That's a third team foul. Foul called against Arushaker first. Kenzie Winder inbounding to Maddie Mosier, right wing. Pass down to Etowald. Double team. Scoop shot. No good. She's fouled. Matea Etowald boldly going where few have gone before between Hawkins and Marushak. And good move by Matea Etowald at the line for two shots. That foul called against Hawkins, her first, fourth team foul. And Etowald's first free throw. Nope. Off the back of the rim. Etowald's second free throw. And nope. Rolled it in and out. Latek brings it up. Right wing. There's a pass knocked out of bounds by Suarez. Janowicz coming out. Bella Jagu checks in for her. She'll inbound the ball. Pass in to Latek. Hands it off to McCaskill. Top of the key, right wing to Jagu. Jagu with the drive. Gets cut off there by Spires, who fell to the floor. Loose ball taken by McCaskill. Now Latek, top of the key. Met there by Mosier. Stays right with her. Cuts her off. Pass trying to go to Marushak. Loose ball taken by Latek. Puts up a shot. Won't go. Ball bobbled around. Taken by Maddie Mosier. And Mosier's fouled. As Palisade running back up on defense, heading up the court, and someone reached in, and that's the 15 foul. And it's called against Latek. Her second. Kenzie Winder comes out for a breather. Spires goes to Suarez. Down to Etowald. Bit dribbles one. Shoots. Oh, almost got the shot to go. She called for traveling. Yep, traveling. Took a step. 24-19 Palisade. A minute 59 to go in the half. And Elianovich will bring it up. Kind of in a hurry. Stops top of the key. Now goes right wing to McCaskill. Lob pass down to Marushak. Loose ball taken by Matea Etowald. Bad pass. Almost taken aback, but Middlewald gets it back. Here's Spires. Spires hands it off to Maddie Mosier. Mosier to Spires, top of the key. Right wing to Maddie. Maddie sets up for a three. Uncontested. Yes, ma'am! Maddie Mosier with her third three of the half. And the Lady Demons within two. 24-22. Jagu, right wing. Lob pass down to Hawkins. Shoots and scores, and she's fouled. Nice turnaround jumper in the key from about 5 feet. And the foul called against Maddie Mosier, her second. 4-point lead for Palisade, a minute 21 to go in the half. Marushak comes out, replaced by Ella Steele. Mosier comes out, replaced by Brianna Sorensen. Elizabeth Hawkins has been terrific in this first half. Her free throw to make it a three-point play. She does. 27-22, Palisade. Just when Glenwood gets a little bit closer, Palisade pulls off a play. Here's left wing to Jocelyn Spires. Spires cross-court, right wing to Suarez. Suarez with a 15-footer. Bank shot, no good. Way off the mark. Rebound taken by Bella Jagu. Racing up the floor. Gets and a steal from behind by Matea Edelwalder to call for a foul. I don't know about that call. Minute three to go here in the half. 27-22. Palisade Jagu to the line for two. Because it's double bonus now. And Jagu with her first free throw. Tried to bank it. No good. Kenzie Winder back in, replacing Matea Innewald. Bella Jagu with her second free throw. As the gym goes quiet, and it's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Jocelyn Spires. Spires racing up the floor. Spires taking it all the way. Stops in the paint, gets tied up. Jump ball called. Possession, Palisade. ...57 seconds left in the half. 27-22 Palisade. Ellie Yanowicz brings it up. Yanowicz gets a pick. Stops in the right wing. Lob pass underneath the paint to... underneath the back to Elizabeth Hawkins. Put up a shot. Didn't go. Rebound put back by Yanowicz. Good. Ellie Yanowicz with the putback. 29-22. 7-point lead for Palisade. 38 seconds left here in the half. Jocelyn Spires right wing. Sorensen top of the key, left wing to Kenzie Winder. Ball knocked out of bounds by Bella Jagu. And Coach Rhonda Mosier wants a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds left in the half. 29-22 Palisade. This is KMTS. Remaining in the first half. Palisade with a 29-22 lead. See what Coach Rhonda Mosier came up with it for that 30-second timeout. Gracie Dietrich back in the game. Kenzie Winder inbounding the near sideline. We'll go into Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen dribbles top of the key. Left wing to Jocelyn Spires. Back to Sorensen, top of the key. Dribbling around. Lobs it far corner to Spires. Sets up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound Dietrich. No, Suarez put back, no good. Rebound taken by Bella Jagu. Jagu, lob pass knocked away by Kenzie Winder. 9 seconds, 8 seconds. Cross-court pass to Brianna Sorensen. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Sorensen, Suarez, 15-footer off the rim, no good. And there's the first half. 29-22 Palisade after one half. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School halftime. The Palisade lead Bulldogs leading Glenwood 29-22 in a critical Western Slope ball game. Palisade looking to get the split in the season series. First quarter did not look good for Glenwood. Terrible first quarter. They only scored 3 points. A three-pointer by Maddie Mosier. That was one of three she would score. But that's all they could muster offensively in the first quarter as Palisade came out strong. Kendall McCaskill with a couple of threes, including one just before the buzzer to end the first quarter. She has 6 points at the half as Palisade outscored Glenwood 17-3 in that first quarter. Elianowicz with a bucket and a couple of free throws. Elizabeth Hawkins with a basket and a free throw. Made it a three-point play. Alexis Marushak with 2 points in that first quarter. Maggie Latek with two. And then Glenwood feeling the three. Live it and die. They shot five of them. Knocked down five of them. As Maddie Mosier hit two. Ella Johnson hit a couple. And Kenzie Weiner with a three. So Glenwood outscored Palisade 19-12 in that second quarter. Nice comeback. They got within two. We're trailing 19-3, and then suddenly it was a two-point deficit. Then Palisade able to pull away and extend the lead to seven at the half as Elizabeth Hawkins was terrific. Scored 6 points in that second quarter. She was 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She got fouled a couple times, and Glenwood got into foul trouble, then into double bonus before the end of the quarter. Elianich with a bucket. Bella Jagu with a basket. But 0 for 3 from the line. And Alexis Marushak with a couple of free throws. Palisade as a team, 9 of 14 from the free throw line. They're also... rebounds are about even. For Glenwood, Sidell Johnson hit a couple threes. Maddie Mosier, Kenzie Winder. Gracie Dietrich finally got on track. She hit a little 12-foot jumper inside the key. Got it to bank in. And Matea Ennewald with a basket and missed a couple free throws. That's Glenwood's only trip to the line, was Matea Ennewald getting fouled in the act of shooting, and missed them both. So it's 29-22 Palisade here at halftime. So looking at the standings and the possible scenarios, let's just say for grins, let's say Palisade wins this afternoon. That would make Glenwood 5-2. Palisade would be 6-2 in the league, having split the series. And at 4 o'clock, Rifle is playing at Battle Mountain. Battle Mountain is 6-2 right now in the league. Rifle 7-1, sitting in pretty good shape. So Battle Mountain wins. That would make Battle Mountain 7-2 and Rifle 7-2. So a tie for first. And Glenwood, because, well, let's see, Glenwood and Battle Mountain, but Glenwood and Palisade would be tied for second place. And that would make the Rifle game, the rematch with Glenwood on Tuesday, a pressure situation. Both teams would be going after it. That would really make things interesting. But that's a what if. So if Glenwood wins this afternoon, they would be 6-2. Palisade would fall to 5-3. And if Rifle wins, they'd be 8-2. Battle Mountain 6-3. And that would put Glenwood in second place. What ifs? Well, we'll see what happens. Second half coming up in just a minute. 29-22 Palisade. So again, Tuesday night, it's Rifle at home. 4:30 and 6:30, girls and boys. And then it's at Eagle Valley on Friday, March 5th. 4:30 and 6:30. Then we'll finish up in Edwards against Battle Mountain. That's a 12:30 tip-off, and the boys will follow after that. And again, the brackets will be released by CHASA on Sunday, March 7th. Palisade with the lead. We'll take a timeout and come back. Second half coming up right here on KMTS. Gracie Dietrich shoots from the free throw line and banks it in to start the second half. Glenwood doing a good job passing the ball around and got it to Dietrich, who shot one from the free throw line and knocks it down. 29-24, second half just underway. Palisade with the lead. Lob pass down to Marushak. Shakes the defender, gets the layup over Kenzie Winder. Palisade, Ella Johnson left wing. Kenzie Winder far corner. Three-pointer all alone, off the rim, no good. Rebound Glenwood ball last touched by Kendall McCaskill. So Kenzie Winder inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Ella Johnson in the corner. Pass down to Dietrich. Dietrich turnaround, jump shot, off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Latek. Latek brings it up right side. She's quick. Stops right wing. Janowicz, top of the key. Goes to McCaskill. McCaskill lobbing it down to Marushak. Marushak takes it, shoots it, missed it. Rebound put back. Attempt. She's fouled in the act of shooting. Marushak to the line. And Gracie Dietrich picks up her third. And Coach Rhonda Mosier looking down the bench. She might have to sit in Ennewald. Marushak's first free throw off the front of the rim. Marushak in crunch time. Yeah, Ennewald's coming off the bench. With strangely absent in their first game earlier this month. Second free throw rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Suarez. Goes to Maddie Mosier. 31-24 Palisade. Bounce pass right wing to Ella Johnson. Johnson to Maddie Mosier, top of the key. Lob pass cross court, left wing to Kenzie Winder. Baseline drive, bounce pass through the key to Ella Johnson. We've got a foul on the floor. It's against Palisade. And the foul call against Marushak, her second. Winder inbounding baseline. Goes into Matea Ennewald, lost the ball. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Kendall McCaskill for Palisade. She'll bring it up. That's a long, tall point guard. She'll shoot one from the free throw line and knocks it down. Nothing but net. No one came out to get her. And it's a 33-24 lead for Palisade. Mosier top of the key. Right wing. No, that was Johnson. Back to Mosier. Back to Johnson top of the key. Lobs it to Kenzie Winder. Down to Suarez. Suarez double team, triple team. Kicks it out to Winder for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by McCaskill. Hands it out to Latek. 9-point lead for Palisade. 6 minutes to go in the third. Pass down low, trying to go to Hawkins. Picked off by Johnson. Up the court to Suarez. 10-foot jumper. Yes. Maya Suarez. 33-26 Palisade. Latek bringing it all the way. Lost the ball. Gets it back. Ball knocked away. Loose ball ends up in the hands of Ella Johnson. Good hands by Ella. 33-26 Palisade. Johnson top of the key. Lobs it left wing to Kenzie. Winder back to Johnson. Johnson sets and shoots at three. That's an air ball out of bounds. 5:27 to go, third quarter. 33-26 Palisade. Glenwood will press. And get it into Ella Janowicz. Janowicz to Latek with two defenders on her. Now hands it off to McCaskill in the high post. Dribbles a couple times. Latek drives along the baseline. Bounce pass underneath. Trying to go to Hawkins, picked off by Maddie Mosier. Or McCaskill. Here's Johnson to Maddie. Maddie top of the key three. Yes, ma'am! Maddie Mosier with four threes this afternoon. It's keeping Glenwood in this game. Here's a pass tipped and in the hands of Kenzie Winder. Nice tip by Maddie Mosier. 33-29 Palisade. Drive by Ella Johnson. Pass trying to go underneath to Kenzie Winder. Knocked to the floor. Loose ball taken by Maddie Latek.
Come on, Tony.
McCaskill has it. Ella Janowicz, top of the key, and a timeout called by Deanne Larson, head coach for the Palisade Bulldogs. 4:40 left in the third quarter, 33-29 Palisade. This is KMTS. 2 minutes, 40 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Palisade with a 33-29 lead. Bella Jagu inbounding. Goes into Marushak, left wing, top of the key to McCaskill. Hands it off to Bella Jagu. Jagu. Stops right wing, goes to Janowicz. Smothered there by Ella Johnson. Now Johnson guarding Jagu with the ball. Gets cut off at the baseline, and you're going to call a foul on the floor. Jagu tumbles to the floor. Second team foul. Foul call against Joslyn Spires. Lob pass into Marushak. Puts up a shot high off the glass and got it. Wow, that's just indefensible. She wants to score. There's no one that can stop her. 35-29, Palisade. Ella Johnson stops right wing, top of the key to Suarez. Maya flips it over left wing to Maddie Mosier. Maddie dribbles once, cross court right wing to Joslyn Spires. Spires back to Maddie. Dangerous pass. That could have been picked. Mosier. Bounce pass, a little more authority with that. Spires goes down to Ennewald. Ennewald gets bumped. Ball knocked out of bounds. Glenwood ball. 35-29 Palisade. Spires windbound for Glenwood. Standing on the A of Palisade. We got a timeout? Yes, we do. 3:56 remaining in the third. 30-second timeout, 35-29 Palisade. This is KMTS. 3:56 remaining in the third quarter, 35-29 Palisade with the lead. Ella Johnson inbounding at the baseline. Goes into Suarez, ball bobbled, gets it back. Johnson with a 17-footer, won't go from the corner. Rebound taken by Elizabeth Hawkins. Hawkins to McCaskill. McCaskill lobs it to Jagu. Thought about three, baseline drive, hands it off to Marushak, puts up a shot, fouled. Marushak to the line for two. That's the M.O. Get it to Marushak. Foul called against Ennewald, her third. Third team foul. Marushak's first free throw is good. Five points this quarter. Nine for the game. That second free throw off the back of the rim. Rebound taken by Spires. Spires underhands it to Maddie Mosier. 36-29 Palisade. Mosier, crossover dribble. Stops, flips it to Jocelyn Spires. Now dribbles top of the key. Gets a pick from Johnson. Spires with a drive. Double teamed. Gets cut off there. And a foul is going to be called against Bella Jagu. That'll be her third and the second team foul. Gracie Diedrich back in. Ennewald out. Spires inbounding. And lobs it into Diedrich. Diedrich picks it up. Kicks it out to Spires. All alone for three in the corner. You betcha! Jocelyn Spires. 36-32. Glenwood within four. 3:12 to go in the third quarter. Elianovic. Dribbles into trouble. Spires gets a steal from her butt. Her laying down on her side. Goes to Johnson who tried to lay it up and fouled from behind. Jocelyn Spires, what a heads-up play. She was laying on her side, tried not to move too much, and just slapped the ball to Johnson. The foul is called against Jagu. That's her... No. Should be her fourth. Johnson inbounds it to Spires, left wing. Goes in the near corner to Ella Johnson. Three-pointer from the corner. In and out, no good. That was online. Rebound controlled by Hawkins for Palisade. 36-32 Palisade. Right wing to McCaskill. McCaskill top of the key to Janovic. Latek stops. Goes right wing to McCaskill. Drive along the baseline. Shot put up with the rebound put back by Marushak. Janowicz, her shot was way up, and Ruzhak there with a putback. She's been unstoppable. 38-32, Palisade. Pass into the key, into Suarez. Her shot is off the mark. Little 8-foot jumper just pushed it to the right. 38-32, Palisade. McCaskill, left wing to Latek. Top of the key to Kendall McCaskill. They kick it out to Janowicz. And Janowicz. Pass through the key. Should have been picked by Gracie Dietrich. Instead, went off her hand and out of bounds. Elizabeth Hawkins comes out for a Palisade. Replaced by Ella Steele. Bounce pass to Marushak. Double team there. Goes to Janowicz. Dribbles right side. Trying to force the pass in. It was knocked out of bounds by Spires. 6-point lead for Palisade. And Alicia Janowicz in for Palisade. McCaskill inbound. Tried to feed it into Marushak. Bad pass. Ends up in the hands of Maddie Mosier, who quickly, as his double team, kicks it over to Ella Johnson. Johnson to Keatson across the timeline. Goes right wing to Jocelyn Spires. Top of the key to Maddie. Maddie top of the key. Thing goes down to Gracie Diedrich. Diedrich puts up a shot. No foul. Are you kidding me? Glenwood fans incensed. Marushak should have picked up a foul. Said it's Palisade ball. 38-32 Palisade. Minute 30 to go here in the third. McCaskill has it top of the key. Flips it left wing to Alicia Janowicz. Janowicz And 3 second violation called against Marushak. Roasting the proverbial hot dogs. Winder back in. Suarez out. 38-32 Palisade, a minute 20 left in the third. As Ella Johnson calls out a play. Dribbling the ball up and down. Maddie Mosier talking to her. She gets the ball. Maddie right wing. Back to Ella. Top of the key. Ella dribbles a couple times with the left hand. And kicks it out to Maddie. Maddie for three on the right wing. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound off the hands. Taken by Marushak. Goes to Latek, who sprints up the floor. And her pass, Alicia Janowicz. Ball knocked out of bounds there. She's trying to feed it down to Ella Steele. Maddie Mosier comes out for a breather. And Pamela Rodriguez replacing her. 56 seconds left in the third. Marushak out. Kendall McCaskill inbounding goes to Ella Steele. Steele to Latek. Latek to McCaskill in the corner. Guarded there by Kenzie Winder. Ball swiped at by Rodriguez. Almost got a steal. Awkward shot put up by Latek. Doesn't go. Rebound taken by Gracie Dietrich. Knocked out of bounds from behind by Latek. 43 seconds left here in the third. 6-point lead, Palisade. Ella Johnson will bring it up. Met there by McCaskill. About 4 inches taller. Three-pointer left wing, Rodriguez. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Palisade. Pulled down by McCaskill. 28 seconds. Here's a pass tipped by Rodriguez. Taken by Ella Steele, who banks it and got the basket to go. Ella Steele got the lucky bounce there. 12 seconds, 11, 10, 40-32. Palisade, Ella Johnson right wing, cross-court pass to Rodriguez. Fakes the three, shoots, banks it, missed it. Rebound taken by Palisade. And there's the third quarter. It's an 8-point lead for Palisade as we go to the fourth after this on KMTS. Back to Palisade High School, 40-32 Palisades. We go to the fourth quarter in this important West Slope game. Palisade outscored Glenwood 11-10 in that third quarter. McCaskill has the ball for Palisade. Latek now right wing. Latek goes to McCaskill, far corner. Guarded there by Kenzie White. Oh, she jumped up and down. Yep. Didn't go very far, but still called traveling. Winder inbounding in front of the Palisade bench. Marushak still on the bench. She had 7 points in that third quarter. She has 11 for the game. Brianna Sorensen, bounce pass to Maddie Mosier, left wing. Back to Brianna. Brianna bounce pass to Jocelyn Spires. Spires cross-court pass. Bad pass picked off. Latek ends up with the ball. It was Janowicz who got the steal. Here's Ella Steele. Knocks the ball away. Ball goes back court. Over and back. So Glenda gets the ball back. They avoid paying for that turnover. And Marushak's going to come back in. And she'll replace Ella Steele. Kenzie Winder inbounding. Goes to Maddie Mosier. Maddie top of the key. Yo-yo on the ball up and down. Bounce pass right wing to Brianna Sorensen. Back to Maddie. Maddie for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounds Sorensen. Sorensen to the hoop. Fouled on the floor. And that foul called against Elizabeth Hawkins, her second. 40-32 Palisade. Sorensen into Gracie Dietrich. 15-foot jumper off the rim, no good. Weak shot. Rebound taken by Marushak. 7 minutes to go in the game. 8-point lead for Palisade. McCaskill. Dribbles standing on the sketch of the Bulldog right in the center of the court. Dribbles left side. Still dribbling. Now kicks it over to Latek. Latek stops in the corner. Bounce pass down to McCaskill. Turnaround jumper no good. Rebound put back. Marushak. Boy. It's just no defense for Marushak. 10-point lead for Palisade. Mosier top of the key. Left wing to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen back to Mosier. Right wing to Spires. Spires for three. That's off. Rolls off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Hawkins for Palisade. There's a pass zipping through the key. And it's caroms off a couple of hands. Ends up in the hands of Kenzie Winder. Glenwood needs the score on this possession. Bounce pass right wing to Spires. Spires top of the key to Maddie Mosier. Mosier back to Spires. Spires back to Mosier. Top of the key. Three-pointer. And got the bounce. Maddie Mosier living right. 42-35. Palisade. Mershak double teamed. There's a steal by Jocelyn Spires. Lays it up and in. And guess who wants a timeout? Spires with a steal and a breakaway. That's a five-point lead for Palisade. And the Bulldogs want a timeout. 5:48 to go in the ball game. 42-37, Palisade. This is KMPS. Andy Mosier with five threes this afternoon. That last one just teetered on the rim and then plopped in. 42-37, Palisade. They had a 10-point lead. Glenwood's cut it in half. And Palisade beats the press. Pass tipped. Taken by Marushak. Lays it up and in. And can't let her open. They cannot let her. Someone's got to just stick to her like glue. 44-37, Palisade. Right wing to Jocelyn Spires. Cross-court pass to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen kicks it out to Spires. In the corner. All alone for three. Bullseye! Jocelyn Spires. 44-40. Glenwood with a press and a turnover. Bella Jagoo lost it out of bounds in front of the Glenwood bench. And Rhonda Mosier is jumping up and down, patting the top of her head, calling out a play. She hasn't had a seat since they arrived. Glenwood cuts the lead to four. Sorensen lobs it to Spires in the near corner. Sorensen, right wing. Sorensen lobs it down to Ennewald. Triple team. Muscles up a shot. Tried to draw the foul. Nothing doing. Loose ball taken by Bella Jagoo. Jagoo to McCaskill. One-on-one with Jocelyn Spires. Here's Ella Yanowicz. Yanowicz trying to dribble out of trouble. She's almost traveled. McCaskill has it. McCaskill kicks it over to Latek. Baseline drive. Trying to go underneath. And Kenzie Winder got a steal there, but she was like walking the tightrope and fell out of bounds. Well, Glenwood playing with some energy. Alicia Yanowicz out. McCaskill will inbound. Get. And bounce pass knocked away by Spires. Matea Ennewald is coming out, and Maya Suarez will come in. She'll be assigned to Marushak. McCaskill inbounds it to Elizabeth Hawkins. Jagoo has it right wing. Backs up. Goes to Marushak. Marushak has it top of the key. Lobs it to Latek. 44-40 Palisade. Pass almost picked off by Spires. They're going to call a foul against Jocelyn as Jocelyn and McCaskill fall to the floor. Tumble upon each other. And a foul called against Spires, her second. Each team with four. Bella Jagoo will inbound the near sideline near the Palisade cheerleaders. Lobs it. Goes backcourt to Latek. Latek dribbles around. Takes it. Banks it. Missed it. Rebound taken by Jocelyn Spires. Spires brings it up left side. Now center court. Spires going. Now underhands it to Sorensen. Sorensen back to Spires. Right wing. Top of the key to Mosier. Three-pointer. Won't get the bounce this time. Rebound off the hands of Sorensen out of bounds. Palisade ball. 4:06 to go in the ball game. 44-40 Palisade. Elianowicz checks in for Palisade, replacing Latek. Pass into Yanowicz. Goes to Jagoo. Back to Yanowicz against the press. Gets it up the court. And a steal by Kenzie Winder. Great anticipation. Winder takes it. Now waits for her teammates. Winder has it. In the far corner. Three-pointer. Off the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound. Back to the hoop. No. Ball stripped by Jagoo. She fell out of bounds. Loose ball taken by... Shot put up by Suarez didn't go. In the hands of Palisade as Jagoo has it in the high post. Goes to McCaskill. Suarez guarding Marushak. She's calling for the ball. Jagoo has it top of the key. Drives left side. Jagoo puts up a shot. Fouled. And Brianna Sorensen calling for the foul. Her first 30-second timeout. Rhonda Mosier asking if it was on the floor. No, it's a shooting foul. When we come back, 3:25 to go in the ballgame. 44-40 Palisade. This is KMTS. 3 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in, should I say, just regulation? will these two teams go overtime again? 44-40, Palisade. Bella Jagoo at the line for two shots. That foul called against Brianna Sorensen. Jagoo is senior. This Jim goes quiet. Her first free throw is off the back of the rim and won't get the bounce. And she is 0 for 3 from the line. Make it 0 for 4. Jagoo carefully toes the line. Her next attempt is no good. Rebound, Gracie Dietrich. Here comes Jocelyn Spires. Bounce pass through the key to Suarez. Suarez at the baseline got fouled by Jagoo. That's her fourth. Each team with five fouls, 3:17 to go. Brianna Sorensen is going to come out, and Ella Johnson in for her. She'll inbound the ball at the baseline. Kenzie Winder still on the bench, just catching her breath. Johnson lobs it into Maddie Mosher, right wing. Goes to Johnson in the near corner. Dangerous spot. Needs to get out of trouble, and Coach Rhonda Mosher senses the trouble, calls for a 30-second timeout. 3:10 left in the game, 44-40 Palisade. This is KMTS. 3 minutes, 10 seconds remaining in the ball game. 44-40 Palisade. Glenwood ball out of bounds. Ella Johnson in the near corner, near the exit. And goes top of the key to Jocelyn Spires. All alone for a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound taken by Palisade as McCaskill controls it. Hands it out to Latek. Coming from behind Spires. Latek senses her. Mosier guarding Latek closely. Now Spires on McCaskill. Here's the pass kicked. The loose ball ends up, stays with Palisade. Latek has it. Traveled. Yep. Took an extra little stutter step there. She was trying to anticipate a pass to Marushak. 44-40 Palisade. 2:40 left in the game. Johnson lobs it to Spires in the near corner. Spires lobs it down to Gracie Dietrich. Turnaround baseline jumper won't go. Rebound taken by McCaskill. And Gracie's shot's just a little bit short. She only has 2 points tonight this afternoon. 44-40 Palisade. Latek dribbles around left side. Tries, hands it off to Marushak, who misses the layup as she's fouled by Dietrich. And Gracie picks up her fourth. And that's 16 fouls. Marushak is money from the line. Well, she did miss three in that third quarter. Her first free throw is short at the front of the rim. Shaq with 15 points. Her second attempt is good. 45-40 Palisade. 2:20 left in regulation. Maddie Mosher brings it up. Goes left wing to Ella Johnson. Ella back to Maddie, left wing. Back to Ella from the far corner. Cross court pass tipped and it's taken by Marushak. Plucked it out of the air as Gracie Dietrich tried to battle her for it. Bad pass. Costly turnover. Latek goes to Hawkins, or to McCaskill. McCaskill, one-on-one with Spires. Puts up a shot and a foul against Spires. That's her third. And it's a 17 foul. Two shots for Kendall McCaskill. Here's where Palisade can put the game away. Boy, oh boy. Timeout called. Glenwood, full timeout. We'll take a break. 45-40 Palisade. This is KMTS. Back to Palisade High School. It's Palisade 45, Glenwood 40. It's the Bulldogs trying to split the series here with Glenwood. The Demons won the first meeting in overtime, 43-42. And we got a nail biter here. Got 1:53 remaining in regulation. And Kendall McCaskill, who was scoreless in the... hits the first free throw. Kendall McCaskill's first trip to the line. Makes it a six-point lead for Palisade. She had two threes in the first, a bucket in the third. Second free throw is good. Palisade pretty solid at the line. 47-40 Palisade. Maddie Mosier brings it up. Bounce pass left wing to Ella Johnson. Far corner to Kenzie Winder for three. Yes! Kenzie Winder! Winder up and let her go. 47-43 Palisade. Glenwood. Latek brings the ball off the floor and going to call a turnover against Palisade. Latek just ran into Johnson, who set her feet and played some good D, forced a turnover. Pass into Kenzie Winder. Winder to Mosier. Back to Winder. Three-pointer. Another one. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Ella Johnson. 15-footer. In and out, no good. Rebound, Dietrich. Dietrich. The shot was blocked and went out of bounds. Should be Glenwood ball. Instead, it's Palisade ball. Glenwood putting on the press. 47-43 Palisade. Inbounds pass. And a foul is going to be called against Dietrich, and she's done. That's five. Did they call against Dietrich? She went for the ball. They called against Mosier. Okay. Her third. So Gracie's still in there. 18 foul. It's a one-and-one for Latek. And her first free throw. Oh, yeah. Lane violation. Marushak entered the lane too early. So that's a big break for Glenwood. Wow. 47-43, a minute 18 to go. Palisade with the lead. Pass to Dietrich. Dietrich in the paint, drives, now kicks it out right wing to Spires for three. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Palisade. Pulled down by McCaskill. That was Hawkins with the rebound. McCaskill's got the ball. 1-on-1 with Spires. Timeout called by Palisade. A minute two left in the game. 47-43, Palisade. And a 30-second timeout. This is KMTS. 1 minute, 2 seconds remaining in regulation. Palisade with a four-point lead, 47-43. Palisade ball out of bounds. McCaskill has it in front of the Palisade bench. And it goes in, and Kenzie Winder going for a steal, committed the foul. And that'll be a one-and-one for Elizabeth Hawkins. As Kenzie picks up her second foul, ninth team foul. 1-1, first free throw at the back of the rim, no good. Rebound caroms away, ends up where? It's Glenwood ball. Last touch by Latek. And a break for Glenwood. 58 seconds. Ella Johnson's got it. Can't waste a lot of time here. Timeout called by Coach Ron Mosier. Full timeout. 51 seconds left. 4-point lead for Palisade. This is KMDS. 51 seconds remaining in the ball game. 47-43 Palisade. Glenwood has the ball. Coach Ron Mosier called a 30-second timeout. She's been drawing furiously on that dry erase board. It's crunch time. You feed it down to Gracie. Give it to Kenzie. What's the play here? Maddie Mosier inbounding in the near sideline. Maddie guarded by Latek. Maddie goes back court to Ella Johnson. 48 seconds. Johnson crossover dribble. Johnson still dribbling, still dribbling. Picks it up, hands it off to Kenzie Winder. Winder with the drive, and she's fouled. And that's six team fouls. Next one sends into the line. 47-43 Palisade. Winder inbounding at the baseline. Now let's get it. She's going to trade places with Ella Johnson. Johnson lobs it top of the key to Kenzie. Kenzie with a drive. Kenzie with a scoop shot with the left hand. Won't go. Wild shot. Rolled to the floor. She got knocked down. No foul. And now Glenwood's got to get a turnover or commit a foul here to stop the clock. And the foul will be called against Maddie Mosier. Her fourth. 28 seconds left. And we'll send Latek to the line for two. It's bonus, double bonus time now. Latek 0 for 1 from the line. First free throw is perfect. 48-43. Gracie Dietrich out. Pamela Rodriguez in for Glenwood. 28 seconds left. Latex second free throw. Nailed it. 6-point lead. Rodriguez brings it up in a hurry. 26 seconds. 25. Rodriguez goes to Maddie Mosier. Back to Rodriguez. 3-pointer, top of the key. Tried to bank it. Missed it badly. Marushak with the rebound. Controls the rebound. She's fouled by Spires. And Spires picks up number 4. 17 seconds left. Marushak is solid from the line. She can put the game away here. Well, what a valiant effort by Glenwood. 49-43, 6-point lead, 17 seconds left. And Marushak, who was, again, strangely absent from the down in crunch time against Glenwood in the first meeting, gets the roll in the first free throw. It's a 7-point lead. 17 points for Marushak. Second free throw, effortless, rattled it in. 8-point lead. Lob pass up the court to Jocelyn Spires. 3-pointer for good measure. It's an air ball. Ball out of bounds. Palisade ball. Nope. Yeah. Hawkins will inbound. Kenzie Winder jumping up and down. Here's inbounds pass. Knocked it away by Maddie Mosier. 8 seconds left. Hawkins inbounding. Ball tipped by Winder. Loose ball, and they're going to call foul as Latex trying to split the double team gets knocked to the floor. 7 seconds left. And Latex to the line. Maddie Mosier fouls out. What a game for Maddie. 15 points, all of them from three-point land. She fouls out. Brianna Sorensen replaces her. Maggie Latek, just 4 points, but hit her last two free throws. And her first free throw is no good. Bounces off the rim. Her second free throw is perfect. 9-point lead, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 3-pointer, off the rim, no good, ball game. Final score, Palisade, 52, Glenwood, 43. Back with the totals after this on KMTS. Wrapping things up from Palisade High School as the Glenwood Lady Demons lose a heartbreaker, 52-43. To split the series with Palisade. Well, Glenwood, after that rough start, really battled back and played a great game. They were down 17-3 after the first quarter. Let's see. Glenwood outscored Palisade 19-12 in a solid second quarter. It was 11-10 Palisade after the third, and then Palisade had the edge 12-11 in the fourth quarter. Palisade was solid from the free throw line, and Alexis Marushak was really the difference. She had 18 points to lead all scorers. She was just terrific down at the post, getting some lob passes down low, getting some rebounds and putbacks, and getting to the free throw line. 18 points for Marushak, an outstanding job by the senior. 5 points for Maggie Latek. 10 points scored by Kendall McCaskill, including a couple of threes. 6 points from Ella Ganowich, 2 points from Bella Jagu. As looking at Glenwood, they were just shooting the threes all over the place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Made 11. I think they shot about 20, 22 threes. So maybe more than that. Yeah. It would be remarkable to hit 50% of your threes. But Maddie Mosier was outstanding this afternoon. Hit five three-pointers, ends up with 15 points. She fouled out late in the game. 6 points by Ella Johnson. Hit a couple of threes in the second quarter. Kenzie Winder with a couple of threes of her own. She had 6 points, some big rebounds. 2 points scored by Maya Suarez, who got the start this afternoon. Jocelyn Spires, a couple of threes. She ends up with 8 points. 4 scored by Gracie Dietrich. 2 points from Mette Ennewald as Glenwood loses the game 52-43 to go to 5-2 in league play. 5-4 overall. Palisade goes to 6-2 and 7-3 overall. So that creates an interesting scenario in the Western Slope as Rifle right now taking on Battle Mountain in Edwards. So we'll see what happens with that. And the next game will be Glenwood hosting Rifle Tuesday night, 4:30 and 6:30 right here on KMTS. Want to thank our sponsors, as always, Flooring America, Mr. Vac Cleaning and Restoration, Berthoud Motors, GMC Buick, Carpet One, Bighorn Toyota, Alpine Bank, and Carl Ciani State Farm Insurance. Our final score, Palisade 52, Glenwood Lady Demons 43. Have a great weekend. Be safe out there. And as always, keep it tuned to KMTS.